I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Many Vietnamese Christians are still using a Bible that was last translated 81 years ago. That's why the World Bible Translation Center is wrapping up an easy-to-read Old Testament and will be releasing the full Bible later this year. WBTC's Gary Bishop says the government has relaxed its restrictions, so support's needed.
World Bible Translation Center is committed to doing 20,000 New Testaments, 20,000 Bibles as soon as we get the entire Bible completed, and then 20,000 Vietnamese English New Testaments. That's a drop in the bucket. So we have a huge need for Bibles because of the extraordinary numbers.
Next, a Baptist leader imprisoned in Turkmenistan may go on trial soon. His wife insists that he was imprisoned for his religious activity. His March 12th arrest was for an alleged illegal border crossing 6 years ago, though he was born in Turkmenistan and holds a Ukrainian passport. He was previously punished in 2001 in a campaign to expel foreign religious leaders. Please pray for a just trial. And geographic barriers separate millions from the gospel because no one knows their need. That's changing with a grassroots networking effort from Mission Aviation Fellowship. MAF's Connie Shepson works with the Advocate Wing, raising an awareness core. Being an MAF advocate is about more than encouraging Great Commission action. It's about igniting passion for it.
We want to not just inform our churches about missions and what's happening in the world of missions, but to excite them and to challenge them to be involved. To challenge them to pray, to perhaps give, or maybe we'll inspire people to actually go themselves.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.